A very good afternoon to you, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. How are you? Well, I'm good. Because I'm in the glorious Peak District once again. And at this precise moment, I'm standing in the village of Hope in the Hope Valley. And earlier on today, at around about 10 o'clock, I met up with my friend Andy. And we did a loop walk encompassing the Hope Valley, and it was a really great route actually. So we set off from Hope itself and walked up onto Luss Hill and then along the Great Ridge over Backtor, past Hollins Cross, and then over to Mamtor. And then we went from Mamtor along the very top edge of Winnett's Pass, and that's a great little route actually. Quite muddy today because it's been raining quite a lot in recent weeks. And I mean, this morning, I'll use that word again, it was glorious this morning, it really was. Early on this morning, I sent a tweet back to Adrian at TurboStream sent me a tweet this morning as well, saying that it was chucking it down where he was. And on the way here this morning, it really was chucking it down. But thankfully, that car passing me, that's a classic Audi Quattro. Anyway, back to the weather. You tell them British talking about the weather. Yeah, when I arrived here in Hope this morning, I arrived about 9:15 and it just stopped raining. And thankfully, the cloud was blowing away and it's been nice and sunny most of the day. For the last hour or so, there's been broken cloud and we've had some wintry showers. But overall, it's been quite good. I mean, for the first few hours of the walk, it was absolutely stunning. Clear blue skies and perfect weather, really. So from Winnett's Pass, we headed over towards Cavedale and Peveril Castle. And that was quite a nice route as well there. It did feel like we were going a little bit off-piste because the path was quite unmarked. And then we headed over towards the monstrosity that is the Hope Valley Cement Works. And that has got to be the ugliest building in the Peak District. Obviously, I know that the Peak District... Whoops! Excuse that. I'm in the car park in Hope and there's a bottle bank. And some people have just been recycling some bottles, as you can probably just tell. But yeah, we walked past the Hope Valley, the Hope Cement Works. And it really is an ugly building. I think I was saying that I know the Peak District is a working landscape, but whoever signed that off as being allowed and allowing them to build that and do what they've done to the landscape really needs shooting. So from there, we walk back into Hope itself. And I've just got back in my car. Oh, there we go again. Some more bottles being recycled. I mean, hats off to them, the recycling. But it started to rain again now. Over the last few hours, we've had some wintry showers. We've had a lot of like hail and even some snow at one point. I've been recording my route with shareyouradventure.com. There go some more bottles. They must be serious wine drinkers, these people. So I've been recording with an app called ViewRanger and transmitting my location to the excellent website created by Audio Boo's very own daylight gambler, Phil, shareyouradventure.com. So what I'll do is I will add a link to the map from today in the description of this boo, and the image that I will include as the artwork will be... I think I'll use one coming down from Luss Hill along the Great Ridge towards Mamtor. And it really has been an excellent day. My good friend Andy has just come back on a rolling visit from Dubai. He's back for one day, then he's going back again. So it was nice to see Andy again. And hopefully when he's back again next week, we'll be out again in the Peak District, no doubt. Maybe on the bikes next time, Andy. Right. So as I'm in the Hope Valley, I'd like to say hello to Paul O'Marnie as well. There's quite a lot of traffic on this road that goes from Castleton down towards Hathersage through Hope. But I would love to live down here. I don't think I'd want to live near the Hope Valley Cement Works, but this feels like home to me, this place. The Hope Valley and the Vale of Edale. This, if I won the lottery, this is where I would live, definitely, 100%. Because I love the glorious Peak District, as many of my Audioboo listeners and people that read my websites will know, surely. Right. And you know what? I've been having problems with my Audioboo app, the newest version of the Audioboo app, and it's really been draining the battery. The other day I was recording a 10-minute boo and it went from, I think, 50% battery all the way down to 20. In literally 10 minutes. But today, it seems to be behaving itself. So, I'll take it back. Right, so from the glorious Peak District. I was trying to read what was on the side of the bus there. A bus has just pulled up. Okay, so I'll say goodbye for now. And I'll speak to you all again very soon. It's time to get in the car and drive home.